You should have no other God besides me. When we read or review the chapters of Exodus 14 through 31, it is interesting to see how the children of Israel, even after seeing the works, wonders, and miracles of God's hand of protection and provision, that they still had the thoughts, ways, and behavior of Egypt. He gave Moses the laws, instruction of how to build the tabernacle, what to put in it, priest's garments and consecration, the altar, offerings, and so much more, along with the Ten Commandments while he was on Mount Sinai. But in Exodus 32, we find the people got restless and start building with their own hands a god to worship and giving it credit for bringing them out of Egypt. They had broken some commandments he just wrote before Moses got down from the mountain. After reading from chapters 32 to 35 and looking at what is going on around us, we can see that like the children of Israel, we the people of the world, and even some of the saints have become stiff-necked people and have made gods or made themselves gods. We the people of the world have made nouns, money, careers, people, cars, houses, our thoughts and opinions, gods, and have been worshiping, giving them credit for saving, healing, and delivering. We now see that he has given us time to ask for forgiveness and repent in this season. We must choose which side we're on, and there is no gray area. Who is on the Lord's side? Well, if we are on his side, we must follow his instructions and worship him only, not try to establish our own kingdoms, look for our own followers, expect obedience when one is not in obedience. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for guidance and understanding, for wisdom and discernment. We must bow before him, take to our knees, and humble ourselves before a mighty God and follow the example of his dear son. He is the door, the great shepherd, and the only way to God. For there is but one way to God, and the path is already carved out. Repent. Repent. After doing so, intercede for others, for we do not want any left behind. For it is about souls, souls, and more souls. Amen and amen.